All right, folks, we're here at the eSETI Ambassador and Self-Mastery Training. It's quite an event, a lot of crazy stuff going on. We're right in the middle of a major forest fire, and so luckily it's kind of moving off in the other direction. The firefighters did a great job. They had some amazing planes coming in, dumping water and diverted the fire, but it's still going on. We're seem to be out of danger right now at this moment, unless the wind shifts and it starts going back the other way. But all's good at eSETI. Everybody's texting and calling. Are you all right? Are you all right? And I said, no, we all died. So obviously, if you got that text, we didn't. But anyway, there's so much going on right now. I wanted to do a short monologue, and then I was going to go ahead and bring on a lot of the guests that have come here to talk about some of their experiences during this event and some of the things they've learned and experienced. We've had a little bit of a washout on the Skywatch, especially last night. There was just so much smoke and you couldn't see anything. But it's all cleared up right now. And so I think tonight's going to be great. Also too, this is the second event where a wildfire has threatened Trout Lake. So it seems like more than that, actually, where is it? It just seems like every couple of years we have a major fire coming down, which is interesting. And I could go on for a long time on that, but I'm not going to talk about it. It's kind of frustrating seeing them, telling them where it is. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. Several days later, finally, something happens, you know, and they could take them out very quickly when they're small, but you know there's no money in that. You got to let them go for a little while. It's kind of sad, but anyway, we are safe. There's several major, huge green farms between us and the fire, and so we'd have to go quite a ways before it could even get to us, and have to cross some very, very lush and very green farms. I was trying to think what else we've got in here. You know, also too, the conference building here has a blue metal roof, so it's dew proof. So don't worry about that. And I wanted to share a quick story. I talked about this to some of the audience already, but the animals here, and other than the barn cats, they're pretty skittish. But most of the wild animals here walk right up to you, and they're not afraid of you. And they have it. It's the energies here really different. And I have this watch deer that hangs out in the barn while I'm working. Instead of a watchdog, we have a watch deer. And, you know, it acts like a dog. And we noticed a very large tumor on his side. So I squeezed some ivermectin into an apple. And after about three treatments, the tumor is almost gone. So, I mean, it was a huge tumor. And now it's really small. So go figure, you know, now you know why Big Pharma is so against it. But, a little bit on the Trump assassination. It's taken so many twists and turns. This new footage clearly destroys the official story. The latest footage shows a man in black running across the roof like a ninja, confronting Crooks before he shoots. And the question is, did he take over after taking Crooks out, you know, the patsy? Or why did body cam footage show the muzzle blast coming from the open window, where the people were supposed to be looking down on Crooks, you know, and they said there was nobody in that room. So their story is just falling apart really fast. And the other thing was you know, they're supposed to be there covering the rooftops, and they came down and left their posts, and supposedly, I don't know. And then they said they were never there. Then there was never any communication between the Secret Service, and it's just crazy. They said there's no communication. Then they said they had triple communication, and one's trying to blame it on the others. But you know, obviously, you know, the other thing is, why did the first audio of multiple shooters get altered? You know, what about the conflicting statements coming from the secret police concerning communication between officers? One, there was none. There were multiple lines of communication, but you know, not least, why were the snipers given a stand down order? So the snipers were saying, hey, we were told to stand down. We had him in our sight for 3 minutes, and we were told to stand down. So I don't, you know, this is like crazy. But all I have to say is the Secret Service and the FBI, Lucy, you got some explaining to do, you know. So it's not going to be a Kennedy 2.0 this time. You know, the truth is going to be revealed, and it's happening really fast. You know, back then they didn't have the internet and Truth Social, and they didn't have Telegram and all these other systems. So everything's going to be coming out, and we're not even factoring in the put offers on Trump stock with by there's APW, which handles BlackRock, Vanguard, Soros, Rothschild Holdings, and Crooks was working for BlackRock, and his anti-Trump, pro-Biden social media the FBI lied about because they're trying to paint Crooks as some kind of a mega Republican extremist or whatever. So anyway, his social media it was total pro-Biden and anti-Trump and everything else. So that's another thing, but that's all coming out. So they're saying like nice try. Looks like the theory about the first three muzzled shots came from the open window, and the next five came from whoever had the deceased Crook's gun, followed by several other shots of different calibers, may be right on. So it clearly establishes Crooks was not a lone gunman. So one more point: when you get shot in the head by a 300 Magnum, and not to be, put an image in your head, but there's a 10 to 20 foot splatter pattern. I mean, the head explodes, and there wasn't. There's a little trickle of blood going down from where he was killed. So basically, none of this is adding up. And if you follow the money, just you'll see who's behind it and where it came from. And then on to Kamala, she's Trump's best asset to ensure a win. Her canned speech is the same speech. She just changes the location where it's given and tells people in that state they're the chosen ones to defeat Trump. Like, hate Trump speech is all she has to run on. And now she's got Stolen Valor, Tampon Tim, as her vice president pick, also ensuring Trump's, election. And you have to give Cat Turd credit for that one. He was the one that gave him that handle. But, what are they going to run on? We'll put a tampon machine in every boy's bathroom, force parents to mutilate their children, make sure abortion rates, including full term, are up, the number one killer of black men, continue with the rapid rise in inflation and crime, turn a blind eye to riots, wait 18 hours before allowing the National Guard to save lives and property, stalling while asking National Guard about diversity and inclusion training, experience working with diverse communities, and what communities will they be coming from, and will they have guns and riot gear, et cetera, while Minneapolis burns. So, 18, 19 hours later, they finally let them come in, which was basically too late. So, but anyway, how about, as her platform, keeping the border open, offer free everything to illegal aliens while cutting basic sanitation and community needs, destroying whatever freedoms you have left with their weaponized agencies, then raise your taxes to pay for all of it. And that's all part of their platform. So, sounds great, platform. I can't wait to live under it. Not, but here's another one. Senator Eggman resigned as a Democrat due to the fact that pedophilia and child trafficking is a misdemeanor in California. And she can no longer go along with the woke Democratic policies that put our children in jeopardy. So kudos to her. I wonder if she's going to name how many pedophiles are in the Senate and Congress. That'd be great. But she's blowing the whistle on all this stuff. And she should say, like, I am the Eggman, and you have not heard the last of me. Isn't that a Beatles song? An old Beatles song? I think it is. But anyway, several other Democrats are either jumping ship and becoming Republicans or quitting altogether, disgusted with the left woke agenda. So all these people are jumping ship, and they're losing the House and the Senate and everything because these Democrats are seeing the writing on the wall, and they realize we can't, where our career's over if we don't go with this great awakening that's going on. Little advice, Kamala: when you CGI your audience, make sure they have five fingers, not six, and two thumbs, and two thumbs on one hand. She has to hire a famous band to gather people. It's like Biden, everybody's paid, and there's like 12 people at his rally, so he had to stay in the basement. It's just ridiculous. But anyway, in our last 88 Lionsgate meditation, it was censored by Google. If you tried to get to it or find it through Google, you were shut down. That's a good thing. We must be doing the right thing then. Google doesn't like us. So if you tried to participate and connect, you can thank the censors at Google for that one. I think that's Susan Wojcicki. She just died, and her son just died right before that. So yeah, a lot of good idea to Sometimes when you censor people, you get censored, you know. But anyway, this is exactly why we don't post our events on YouTube. And we use Brave, DuckDuck, you know, DuckDuck, and there's lots of other servers to use out there. And Rumble's coming up with new technologies that are going to blow YouTube and Facebook out of the water. So either their election interference or their censorship is going to be their undoing. So it might be time for a boycott, or just, you know, they're going to implode. And you know, they're on the wrong side of the fence, and things are going down quickly. Also in the news, looks like Dade County, Florida is experiencing a major UFO flap. There's activity everywhere right there. Amazing footage of UFOs have recently been captured. Massive ships flying over there, these giant boomerang ships, motherships are flying over there. So there's a lot going on there. And we also have amazing footage of UFOs that have recently been captured at eCity, Washington, and Hawaii. There's fleets of ships that are being filled. We had 1,300 in 3 weeks, to be exact. So you won't hear about this in the lamestream media or the major UFO documentaries and conferences. Why? Because they're a controlled narrative that has not had contact because they've not risen to the occasion and are morally and integrity challenged. So it's like, oops, did I say that out loud? You know. But anyway, that's why you're not hearing about this. And this is just in: two NASA astronauts who have been stranded on the ISS since June due to Boeing Starliner issues may not return until February 2025, says NASA. Never a straight answer. Like, what a load of shit, you know. That's it. So we have Space Force anti-counter-gravity ships since the 60s. And it's one of these, you know, we've got Solar Ward and all these other things going on. And it's one of those, like, don't send Jimmy to bed hungry. Send more money quick. We have to save them, you know. So, and let's keep sending people up on giant firecrackers to hide the fact that we have Solar Ward and ships throughout the galaxy. We film motherships crossing the path of ISIS and ships following it on a regular basis. So anyway, you know, pay attention, because this is all window dressing. It's just a big scam. And, you know, there's a lot of people saying they're going to pull off their fake alien invasion thing. So be aware of that. I don't think they can pull it off now. Too many people know about it, but they might try. They're not, you know, I used to think about, you know, these guys are like evil genius, and now I'm seeing they're like evil stupid. You know, they don't even realize most of us know what they're doing, and it's not going to work. So anyway, be sure to follow us on Truth Social, Telegram, X, and Rumble. eCity Stargate, you know, under eCity, just type in eCity Stargate, you'll find us. And there's awesome memes coming out, and some are hilarious. And we don't post anything on YouTube due to the extreme censorship. So all you'll find there is old news. So check out the other channels. And so I wanted to bring on some attendees that have been here for the event, and have them talk about some of their stories. And also too, we've got a couple meteor showers we're in the middle of right now, and we have some clear skies tonight, so we're probably going to see all kinds of ships. And you know, every time we film all these ships and bring on the attendees that have been here, it totally destroys this 70 years of false disclosure that's going on. And so that's what this is about. This is all about people coming up, having their own experience, and then going, wait a second, why? It's not about showing a couple jets with some fuzzy Tic Tacs and that's the latest thing, you know. And you go, my God, this is barbaric. You know, we know who's on the ships, their history, their intent, their agendas. And a lot of them we know by name, because we've had interactions with them for almost 40 years now. So you have to ask yourself, why aren't you hearing about this? Why are they so afraid of the spiritually and technologically advanced ETs that are our ancient ancestors that are returning? You know, who would they be a threat to? You know, would they take out the big pharma with their healing technologies? Would they take out, you know, they have free energy, fearless energy. They've got anti-gravity, counter-gravity, transportation, unbelievable transportation abilities. They have everything to take a quantum leap where we'd all be free and abundant and be able to move anywhere almost instantaneous, wherever we want. So it's all about enslavement through dependency, and they want to keep their stronghold or stranglehold on that. So that's why they're a threat. But anyway, that's soon coming to an end. And The thing about disclosure is it's coming from the sky and they can't stop it. And it's massive right now. I mean, fleets of ships are up there, massive motherships coming down low over major cities. So all over Mexico, it's just everywhere down there. And now Florida and here too, in Washington and Hawaii as well. So all we need to do, if you want real disclosure, is go outside and look up. Get yourself a Fahrenheit vision goggles. Your mind will be blown. You'll see so much flying up there. And that's where we need to get to. So, but anyway, I wanted to come and bring on some attendees for the show and kind of get a let people know what other people are experiencing here. So whoever wants to be the first victim, come on up. Ah, come on, just jump up. Everybody's going, I don't know about this. All right.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So anyway, tell the audience a little bit about some of your experiences since you've been here.
Man, I'll tell you what, it's mind blowing. First thing that happened to me, I guess, was the first night. I've seen ships, it's kind of what woke me up to this, but with the fire and there's been kind of a, we haven't seen anything real well, everything's real high. All of a sudden, an Andromeda ship, you identified it as Andromeda, comes cruising. I think it was about 2 grand over our head. No sound, no lights blinking, and it had a long hull with two sections running up the sides, and there was lights on the end. And when you're standing there watching that go over and it's not making any sound, nothing's blinking, it's, talk about an awakening,
Yeah, they have no running lights or strobes or
right?
anything. They are some of our, I mean, we have our own back engineered chips, and they have some of our low level stuff has lights on it, and
Right.
things like that. But these ships are just, they're not physical actually. They're light ships, and they're coming in. So you just see a big old light coming in, but and it's not strobing, or anything else. So it's the
Right.
obvious,
And you're like, come get me, please stop. But and there's other things that have happened that I was standing outside talking to the boys over by the refreshment stand, and I got hit with the biggest blast of energy I've ever felt, right through my crown chakra, all the way down my spine. And my head started spinning. I had to grab the counter and I was like, holy cow,
Big
big
download.
download. And then, of course, the class is just incredible. I mean, it's way beyond what I expected. Mary's energy came into the room, and wow, I just got blissed out. I was just sitting there grinning and tears are running down my cheeks. And I was just like, oh, you just feel that cradle energy. And of course, when Ezekiel's energy came in, the God of bliss, my cheeks uncontrollably just went to the most crazy grin and I just started cracking up and just incredible.
Yeah, it's like they're introducing you to who you really are,
Right, right, right. They'll show you true self.
and what's funny is all these beings have been photographed here, and
Right.
we've had other master teachers come here, and they had cameras, and they could see these beings appearing to them, and they photographed, and we've got photographs of Babaji and Kuan Yin and Mary and a lot of masters, as well as ships and nature spirits and everything. We have so
Incredible.
much footage of UFOs that every size, shape, and color. It's just amazing that we have boxes and boxes and boxes of it, So I talked about that a while back. I did the NASA challenge. I said, okay, you show us your footage of UFOs, and we'll put our footage on the table. And whoever wins has the best footage, and most footage gets all the funding, gets the. And then, and the kicker is that, but also all the footage is made available free to the public
That's
afterwards.
awesome. Right.
And that would just put an end to everything right there. But of course, they wouldn't take me up on that.
Right. Of course not.
They'll never have it. But there's a lot of really good people in. We've had NASA people here, Boeing engineers, and people like that have all come up here, and even Lockheed people, and they saw the ships, and some even testified on our Bell show a while back. But they, most of the people want to know, and they would love to talk about it and everything else, but they can't. They have agreements, that they
Right.
sign. So, But I know they'd love to come out and talk about it. Even senators and a lot of people have had experiences and want to talk about it. But I think Trump's going to, he's playing coy right now because it's suicide to talk about UFOs. But
Well, they keep
after he
shutting him
gets
up.
in, he's going to go, "Hey, guess what?"
Well, he keeps saying, "Where do you see what's happening, what's coming?" And they're like, "Shh, shh, shh." He wants to tell so bad.
Oh yeah, he wants to, but he's being protected. And at the rally there where he got shot, there was a ship and there was probes attached to it. And people don't realize how elaborate that setup was to take him out. When they figure that out, that it is a miracle that he's here, and there was so much divine intervention there to help that. And I was saying, I know how that happens, and I'm not. I don't know. I hate to almost have to tell this story online because everybody goes, "You're capitalizing on Trump getting shot." But I was out in the field and I had a camera and I was filming the ships. And at the last minute, my head just turned and I don't know why. And it turned like cocked sideways like this. And the camera actually picked up a bullet, went right past me and hit the house behind me.
Man.
And this was before when they're really trying to shut me up and they're cutting brake lines and doing all kinds of trying to run you off the road and things like that. But they finally quit. But we had big black helicopters on a regular basis playing games. And so that's pretty much over with now. But I totally understand how that works, how right at the last minute they'll get you. He was saying it was a teleprompter that saved his life, but I think that whole thing was orchestrated.
Right.
And it is sad people got killed there. I think they did as much as they could. They can't totally intervene, but they can kind of push things in a different direction and make sure things go forward. But it's there's just a whole lot more to that story. I can't wait till everything comes out.
Well, there's another phenomenon that happens here too that I didn't really expect, but when I woke up to this, my first ship cruised up on me at 3:30 in the morning out in the desert 4 years ago. And I got into this and I started digging everywhere and kind of cutting the fat off and the lies and the baloney, sticking with everything that resonated. And I got a message that you're going to lose 90% of your people on this path. And I was like, really? I'm the craziest person in my family and they've seen me do incredible things. They're going to believe me. No, none of them believe me. My people at work, when you talk to them and you start talking about this, their head goes, "Oh yeah, okay." And they don't want to look at you. So you end up lonely by yourself on this journey. And when you come out here, you find all the other lonely people on the same journey and you all connect. And then
Yeah, and
you
everybody's sharing their stories. I had that happen. Yeah, they have all these similarities and everything. So,
And we're
that's,
going to swap some numbers. And when you're sitting at home with all this on your head and you need somebody to talk to, our people.
yeah,
So
exactly.
awesome.
Yeah, people said, what happened after the NDEs I had, the second NDE, I was like an alien. I couldn't handle. I was wide open. People would think one thing, feel something, say something. I got all three inputs at once. And I just go, oh, I had to go live out in the redwoods for a while. Yeah, just to ground. And even things were turning from solid to energy. And it was really trouble getting back on the earth. And then I finally got back. And then I thought about it. And I said, well, I had nowhere to go when that happened, nobody to talk to or anything. And so I'm going to create a place, where all the other aliens can come, and hang out. But
Awesome.
it's all our family returning, our ancient ancestors are returning, and we were them, and now they're all returning. It's all interconnected right now. But anyway,
Right.
thanks for coming on the
Yeah,
show.
thank you. Thanks for the shift. I appreciate you.
All right, who's next? Come on, don't be shy. Don't make me sit up here all by myself. All right. Looks like somebody got volunteers.
Thanks, Cam.
Cheers, man.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So you're from the other side of the pond over there, huh?
Yes, I am. I'm from Ireland.
Ireland. Saints and begonias. Somebody stole me Lucky Charms. No.
Here we go again. Oh no, the breakout of the jokes. I don't know where to go with this. I really don't. Not anymore. A week and a half later, I'm like,
okay.
I think I got one in that week and a half. Yeah. I felt so proud of myself, and then it just.
Yeah, we have bad pun week here. Exactly 7 days a week, and whoever come up with the worst pun wins. You know.
Oh, yeah. No, you could just sit back and just laugh and laugh and laugh. Yeah. It's just too much. I truthfully haven't done so much laughing, and I do not know how long. The land arriving here with my lady it's been absolutely stunning to be received by such kind, loving, compassionate people. I've not experienced that, so that's a new experience for me and my long repertoire of experiences, which are very dodgy and suspect. In the spiritual world, as some of you already know. So, just being here on the land and acclimatizing to it pretty quickly. A few headaches on the first couple of days, remember those? Yeah, we were getting hit by something really hard. But once through that, wow, first two nights here, the sky was like glass. I'm very open to the universe. What is it? Loving mind. Open heart, pure intent. Mm-hmm. It's easy enough, right? What's the problem with that? So being out here, that's exactly what it is. Open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and walking out onto the field. Been watching it like for about 12 years. To just be on that field, I was like a child. And that's what made everything happen. The lights right over, the flashing right over. First of all, I'm calling them lights, allowing a little skepticism. And then just giving up in about half a second and saying, oh, that's a ship. No, that one just turned. And then you look through the night vision and there's like 12 in a circular scope. And it's like, how do you make sense of that?
Yeah.
Why am I not seeing this? Why are we not being told this? Because I'm looking at free energy going across the sky everywhere. And I'm like, okay. Then there's the orbs.
Yeah. The light spheres.
Yeah. Seeing one literally just come right up to my face, and I can see something inside, and then it just goes away, and I'm like, yep, deal with it. What was it going to do? And looking across the field over to the left-hand side and seeing what's called the fairy area, I thought, okay, I'm all in at this stage. And I'm looking over with no night vision. And there was a lady who's a YouTuber who was here. She came right over by me after several people had said, like, where? And I'm like, gosh, look, it's right there. They're right there, a cluster of them. And she came over and took a look. She saw them, looked at me and said, frequency specific, and just walked away. And like, I reckon, okay, kind of getting into this.
Yeah.
Then the deer coming right up, the wild deer with the does, with the fawns. And you're a friend of the guard. Awesome. Absolutely fantastic. I mean, it's just so much going on here. I'm not even scratching it. The mountain lighting up. That's something to behold. Haven't seen it on the screen.
Yeah, you know? Massive lights on that mountain. There's no explanation for it. And I showed during the conference, I was showing, they came up here with some extreme technology and they had night vision, heat, what do they call it? Infrared what's the heat one? I forgot they use. Thermal. They had thermal. And they had like $150,000 worth of cameras alone.
Wow.
And specials things that you have to get through military. And they come out and these guys are real scientists and they debunk a lot of stuff. You know, they'll go, oh, that's a well. You know, that's a platform out in the ocean, or that's this or that's that. And they, after doing all the research here, they said, we have more questions than we have answers.
Good.
They said, the stuff we're seeing up there has no heat signature. It's cold light.
Yeah.
It's like coming from another dimension or something. Yeah. And we can't explain any of it. It's intelligent. It's operating together.
Yeah.
It's leaving to going out in space. You know, it's not campers.
Yeah.
And you can see through the thermal, you can see if there's a camper walking around there, you could see them
yeah.
really clear. you know, and that, and you can see there's nothing there, but there's this light moving all around.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's totally multidimensional what's happening there. And the branch is multidimensional as well. So we can see what's happening up there from here, but it seems like others around us aren't, you know, able to see it as much,
yeah.
You know, but a lot of the locals, they've all, we have our neighbors over here calling us up and going, freaking out. Big old ship just landed in the field and it's flying over our house. And what are we going to do? And I said, wave at it, you know.
Yeah.
you know, wave at it. Tell it to come on down.
I've seen too many of them now.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's just absolutely undeniable. I have my own life experiences. And I think it's kind of casual of us to say NDE.
Yeah.
Like near-death experience. So I've had two of those as well. Slightly inconvenient, but it does change your perspective,
change,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an inconvenience, but it does change your perspective and you see in other frequencies and you just got to deal with it because that's what Creator's given you and there you are, deal with it. So
I love it when people go from redneck to wacko.
Right?
You know? We have these guys, Southern drawl, real strong Southern drawl. They're just going, I can't talk about, I don't know what to say that. I had a fairy in my face, and it's really funny, like right in my face. And
I know, right?
It's so hilarious watching them try to explain it and trying to come up with some other explanation other than the obvious.
I feel good there. I give myself some credit because I just looked at it. I didn't normally, I would say, nope, and that's it, just done. This time I was like, there it is, there it goes.
Yeah.
Deal with
and we've blown those orbs up and we see everything from like masters in there with beards.
Yeah.
And then we see animal spirits, like you'll see a bear or a mountain lion in some of these orbs. And then we see these elven beings with really pointy ears.
Yeah.
And so they're just beings without bodies. They're cruising around.
Yeah.
And they're all around us. We just don't have the equipment to see it.
And isn't this also going back to the times of your tribe, Cherokee, as well?
Yeah.
You know, this is all in the teachings and the learnings from them, which is like handed down and given to the children. And that was a continuation. That why is that not with everyone?
Yeah, it's funny because if you go to the Hawaiian elders, you go to the Cherokee elders, a lot of different Native American elders, and you talk to them, they say, where'd you come from? And they all point at the Pleiades.
Yeah.
And even over in the other islands and I think it's the Philippines too, the shamans over there, they all point at the Pleiades.
Yeah.
And you know, the Atlantis and Lemuria were Pleiadian colonies. And so, but there's other colonies even before that, you know, it goes back God knows how long. Yeah, really ancient civilizations have been coming and going here. I always tell people that when all my memories were returned to me, one of the memories I had, I was flying by the earth and it wasn't physical yet. It was still like a hot gaseous ball and was creating a crust. And I remember flying by in this white outfit. You know, it looked like Star Wars or something in this ship. And I flying by and I look and I go, well, that's going to be a nice planet one of these days. And all those memories are within us. They're in our soul and we access them through emotions. Whatever had the biggest emotional charge is there to access it. But you wouldn't even know it if you're just running around thinking you're a body and a personality. You're not going to be aware of any of that. And society doesn't support that at all. You know, so it kind of gets pushed back, you know, but with this big great awakening going on, everybody's starting to realize that there's a lot more. We're much more vast beings than we can imagine.
I maybe think as an alien child, I was window licking the back window of the UFO when somebody pulled a hard left at Earth.
Yeah.
And I went that way.
Yeah. That could happen.
Yeah.
I told people I just came to Earth for the sandals. Earth makes the best sandals.
Dude, you got good
sandals today.
You
know? Yeah, I got caught.
Yeah, I'm back in the boots.
They left. They abandoned me.
No. Yeah. So, just getting around to it. What's going on here is to have witnessed for the last 12 years over the internet and then to be here is you got to be to believe, to see. No, never mind believe, just to see and know. Believing and knowing, I feel, are two very different things. And now I'm here, now I know. Now I've met people that I know will be lifelong friends. And the land I can feel, which is just beautiful. The animals, the kindness, compassion, can't keep saying it enough. The kitchen, the core. Byron, Kathy.
Yes. Yeah.
Darling. Byron Kathy. Yeah.
Hey,
too many volunteers. Too many volunteers. Too many beautiful people. And everybody coming here with kind hearts and open hearts. And yeah, I've never encountered anything like this. And it's just for something beautiful to share. Like, you know, we can't beat it. Cannot beat it. It's the best. I think it's one of the best moves I've ever made in my whole life.
Yeah.
Truly.
Thanks.
Yeah. No, thank you. Without you, we wouldn't be here. So your hard work, your dedication, your bullshit you had to put up with.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's like, you know, wow, who would do that?
Yeah,
who would
yeah.
Do
I,
that?
Always,
so,
I think about
there's
that.
There's not enough credit given. And
yeah,
I know
I
you
mean,
don't take credit.
It's
so,
like heaven on earth. We're creating heaven on earth here, and everybody's having a great time and everything
yeah.
else. But there's these other forces out there that are really threatened by this,
you
and we're going have. Through a lot of stuff with that.
Yeah.
But
the spiritual warfare is
yeah.
real. I've encountered it myself. I haven't had my head nearly taken off, so that's interesting to experience that on a level that most people don't get to. I know, right?
Yeah, I have this,
so,
I have this
it's real.
Serious
it's
issue
real.
About telling the truth, and it's become a real problem.
I have no friends either.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I thought the best part of the show today when we showed all the different all the information that we gave. And
yeah.
To me, the last part was the lion laughing.
And
I go, that
everyone.
Is where we
that
need to get
everyone.
To.
The course is beautiful.
And he's just laughing so
yeah.
hard, you know. And I get that I'm out in the field and people go, this is all bullshit. You know, those are satellites and everything else. And that lion.
No, no.
That laughing lion comes out. And I just go, my God, where do I start? You know. And some people I go to say, well, thank you for establishing your character and
yeah.
your ignorance. You have a nice day. You know?
Yeah,
I
could figure
to move on.
A good place for everyone to start because I've done this myself. The SR-71 Blackbird built in 1968. Go and stand by that thing if you get the opportunity at a museum, as I have done, and I've touched it. When you think about it, that was built in 1978.
Yeah.
What do we have now? Sorry, 1968. What do we have now? By Lockheed Skunk Works.
I got another one. How come they have gold plated windows?
Question. Yeah, right.
You know why they have gold plated windows? Because they go into space.
Yeah.
But the Blackbirds, and they have a lot of them since then. They built that are popping in and out of space. You know, we've had that technology. So we've been going back and forth to Mars and the Moon since the late 60s.
Mm.
So all this other stuff we're seeing is window dressing. You know, we have motherships, our own mother. We have Solar Ward and all these massive ships out there, and other ships going back and forth, and been dealing with other interstellar communities as well. So that's all going to come out. It's all going to unfold here because they're here. They're on their shore. They're in the skies everywhere, and these guys can't hide it anymore.
No,
you know, they're going to be filming the fuzzy TikTok, and some like 3 mile wide thing is going to come over. And end of that program, you know. But
isn't there two of your presidents that had been followed? Wasn't it Carter and Reagan?
Yeah.
On their aircraft. So it's a good place to start also.
Yeah. There's some others. I can't mention their names right now, but they're going to come out with everything. They've contacted me and they said, keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. We know what's happening. And,
yeah.
But a whole bunch of them are going to come out now.
Mm-hmm.
And with it. So they have to, really. They can't. Because disclosure is coming anyway. It's part of our evolution. It's happening.
I feel it's already been. It's just acknowledging it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think the ETs are coming down here. And, you know, people that have, like, open mind, loving hearts, pure intent are seeing them. And they're
Absolutely.
Having all these incredible connections. And the other people are just saying, oh, that's a weather balloon. That's swamp gas.
That's swamp gas, man.
Yeah, they come up with all these things.
That works.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Jan Hynek, who did the swamp
Lovely
test,
man.
He did
Lovely
a whole
man.
Research up
yeah.
here. And it's all recorded about all the ships that he saw around Mount Adams. So.
I love the way that it went, though, where he was doing that job. And then by the time he is done, he's like saying, no, they're absolutely there.
Yeah.
Acknowledging. So that's interesting.
Yeah, eventually you have to. Of course, you get to the grave. You know, everybody's spilling the beans on what really happened.
Yeah.
You know, but... thanks.
Thank you very much. And I will say, thank you very much. And I will say, God bless America. I love your country.
America. Yeah.
America.
Who's next? Anybody else want to come up?
Brain rip.
Yeah.
I usually like to be on the other side of the screen, but I think it's important that us as creators, as feminine, I speak. So I think we're all here to connect in some way, shape or form, whether that be through the land, through connection with people. And I identify as a plant liberator. There is a joke aside. But it was so relevant because I love the land and I love plants. And I came here with no expectation, but with pure intention. I've really connected to the land here and the trees and the herbs. And I think that's really important because they're ready to work with us. They're really ready to work with us, but they're when we're ready to work with them, and they provide us nourishment and everything we need, and they're ready to connect with us. And I think it's, I mean, they carry the water. Mm-hmm. They carry everything that sustains us. And they speak to us. I've had some beautiful experiences and quite funny experiences with some of the trees and the plants where they say, "Oh, hold on, like, come back. I've not had enough," you know, yeah. And or offering themselves to me. I haven't picked any of the herbs. I've been really cultivating the garden, and I haven't picked any of the herbs without permission, and they've offered themselves to me, and I think that's so beautiful. And I also think about it in the sense of it's so organic. It reminds me of life in general, and that everything is growing so organically, and everyone here is here for a journey and at different stages of their journey. And I feel so blessed that I'm here to experience that. Yeah, so.
Well, yeah. Thanks for balancing out the energy here. It's like we're having all males, you know, and need some divine feminine. We had some beautiful Mary's energy in the House of Mary came in during the event. How'd that feel when you're?
I had been told by many of the feminine people that work here that there's a feminine energy that they can feel around me. And really experience, and I am just being. I've learned that as the more simplistic life is, the more I've gained in terms of enrichment and wealth within myself. And that was through things that weren't working. It's through things that people may consider failure, but I don't consider it as failure. I consider it as learning, and that was a learning in itself to accept that as learning. And not a weakness. So I learned that working with the children, like I've always worked with the children, and they're the deepest kind of thing that touches my heart, and it used to really hurt me. But I learned how I could separate myself from that and do me to do them, if that makes sense. And then I can kind of push that energy out. And so I hadn't realized I had that connection, but when I learned more and through what James was saying about the connection Mary has with like children and different other things, I guess I didn't think about it. So that's nice to know. I guess things that have happened in life begin to unfold and you get to know yourself even more. So I feel very blessed, and I realized that the whole of this, the land and everything here, takes so much design, but I realized the importance of the design because there is so much design and planning that goes on, around us through the programming. And so I realized the whole foundation from the groundwork of people are not that are showing themselves here on stage, as well as obviously the background work that it takes mm-hmm. for James to do this. I realized the real importance of those, and I prefer not to be on camera, and I prefer to be behind the scene, because I realize the significance and the importance of that ground kind of foundation work behind the scenes that makes the running of things to happen. Mm-hmm. And that's why I much prefer to be at the root than be exposed. Awesome. But yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful expression of the divine feminine right there. She's going back to the camera. So thanks to Michael and Jeff and everybody, you know, that's working on this thing to put it together. This is the first show we've actually had like real equipment, and not just a computer where we have all these cameras and the right equipment and everything. So this is like a first. And you know, I see all these other people set up, and they have these huge studios, and they have all this stuff. And now we're like a garage YouTube channel that's gone international. That's gone. I mean, we have like 100. What was it? I can't remember. Last time I checked, there was like something like 150 affiliates, and I don't know, 100 and something. Same about countries. This is going out too. And throughout all the different networks and through BBS, you know, which is huge, it's international. But the word's really getting out. And I talk to people all the time, and they go, I don't have a life. The only life I have is at 8 o'clock, you know, and they, where I sit down and listen to your show, it's the only thing I can relate to anymore. So I understand that, you know, after my experiences, I understand that the more you, that there's an old thing, there's two sayings. I love the one, it's like, as you move on the path to enlightenment, you had all these friends, and now you can count them on one hand, you know, or maybe two fingers. And I'm not saying that's, you know, I have some beautiful friends here, but your friends just really diminish until you, and then pretty soon you have to go out and find new friends, you know, that are on the same path. And the other thing we talked about here is it was pretty intense. The first part of the conference was very intense, because we went through the dark side, the shadow side, who's who, what's going on, and how to heal it, and how to clear it out, which is really important. And we had some challenges, some things came in and tried to disrupt, and we cleared them out. And so it's really good. It's good to know that these things exist and how to move them on and clear them out. And it's just part of enlightenment. So there's always two sides of the coin. There's a dark side and a light side, and we can't just say it's all light. And yeah, you know, and that's a religion called denial, you know, that works well for some people, you know, until it catches up with them, then they get something they don't know how to deal with. But we want to empower people to work to, you know, stay centered and learn how to clear out any unseen negative influences and really maintain their center as they're going through this shift. We've got another 6 or 7 minutes. Who else? We got about another. Come on up. We need some more feminine energy. All right, she's got her Bigfoot T-shirt on.
I told James I had to come up and show my role responsibly.
Yeah.
So, the thing that I've been amazed at here is just James' authenticity and his organization with everything. And I and my family have been through a lot of experiences, so it's wonderful to have the confirmation that you've provided to us. Nothing has surprised me, but having the clearings and the ascended masters come in have been really, really amazing. And it's a physical thing when you experience an ascended master or the beings from other places. For me it was very physical, and usually he does the clearing and then he calls in, or three different kinds of ascended masters or beings come in. And I don't know, it's just really amazing to feel that in your body.
Yeah.
And not, it's not made up. it's just a physical thing.
So when they're doing the initiations and the healing and the downloads and things, you can totally feel that.
Absolutely.
Your whole being feels it when it happens.
Some were more powerful than others. Mother Mary was really powerful. The Andromedan, no, the Orion Council of Light.
Told me
I was a warrior, which I knew. Yeah. But then they just took my head. I don't know why they took my head, but you're a warrior. You're a warrior. Okay, thanks. Yeah. Just really amazing physical things. And Michael and I were sitting next to each other when the lions came in and did a dance. And we just giggled. We giggled and giggled and giggled. So I don't know where that comes from, but I believe it and I lived it. And that's my experience here. Tonight, I hope to, we did the night vision goggles, really appreciated those because I know they're out there and I know that I can't see them with my naked eye day or night. The night vision goggles helped a lot. And I hope to see my buddies tonight. So
I would imagine all those fires are probably going to be coming down.
I know, I know, but still hope to see my Bigfoot.
I keep been thinking about that. I said, they're probably going to be thirsty and hungry. Maybe we should put some apples up on the posts in the back. That's where they come through a lot. So if anybody's got extra apples, put some on the post for them. They'd probably be, they love peanut butter too. And we put jars that it has to be organic, the apples too. We put peanut butter out there. They take the lid off. They scoop the peanut butter out, eat it, put the lid back on, and set it on the post. So if you can explain to me what animal does that, I would love to hear it, you know, because a raccoon maybe could take the lid off, but they're not going to put the lid back on and put it back on the post, for a refill. But they love the fruit. All the fruit's starting to go off now, so they're going to be coming down grabbing fruit and things like that. And, you know, it's funny. They're very – I'll tell one short story. I have a little bit of time. There was a car sitting out here, and the guy left his alarm on, and the alarm kept going off. And we're going, what is going on? And I was looking at the car, and I saw the car shake, but you couldn't see Bigfooter. He was doing doing his – what are they called?
In and
Invisible Man program, you know, where they phase in and out. And so I go, who keeps shaking this car, you know? And so I kind of went in and kind of meditated. And I hear this voice in my head, can we have some apples like this, you know? And I go, yeah, help yourself, you know, whatever you need, you know, like this. And then it stopped. Wow. I mean, but it went off about 5 times. Nobody could figure out who was. And as soon as I said, yeah, go ahead. But they're just getting our attention. And they're very respectful. They're very, they're very shy. They're very respectful. And if you have the right frequency and the open mind, loving heart, pure intent thing going, they'll come and they'll show themselves to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll bring their kids. They'll bring the little baby Bigfoots out and stuff like that, which is really, really awesome to see. But we've had really good relationship with them for a long time. And people want to do these big Bigfoot things here and chasing Bigfoot and all this stuff. And we said, no, it's like, leave them alone. They go, where are they? And I go, I'm not telling you where they are. You know, it's like, leave them alone. You know, if they want you to find them, you know, you'll find them. They'll come find you, you know, basically. So, but that's kind of the way we work with it. But I think we've only got like 1 minute left.
Well, I just have to say thank you to James, and I've always wanted to come to his SETI, and it is worth it, and it's just a fabulous experience.
All right. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
All right, we're hitting the end of the hour, so there's so much going on right now. I think it's going to be a great night tonight. We're going to have a lot of activity out there because the smoke's finally blown away, and we have some clear sky. And go out and check it. You know, everybody go out. You don't have to be here. Just go outside and look up. You know, you've got the moon's in the right place. You've got a darker moon. The skies are great. If you got clear, go out and look up, start paying attention, you know, with your intent. If you have that, your conscience is right, and you put the intent out there to ask, are you real? I want to know. You're going to have an experience. You're going to create that reality. So So if you really want to have an experience, we have to initiate it. We have to start it and do research about it and kind of forget about most of the other stuff that's being out there, you know, but go within, do your own research from your own center. But anyway, on that note, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and stay tuned for next week. There'll be a lot more information coming out. And thanks for coming. Good night.